And
let everyone close his or her eyes. Because within the next few minutes, some strange things that have tormented people for years
shall
be shifted away. And when they are being shifted away, I want them to be shifted permanently out.
So
it's important for you to concentrate. There are people here this morning who have burdens on their hearts, problems that have been tormenting them. We close from here today, those problems shall be no more. There are people in this meeting today, and the doctors have given up on you. All of a sudden, the power of God shall come upon your life, and that yoke of impossibility shall be broken. There are many here this day who all their lives have been put in the second, third, fourth place, but never in their right places. As you begin to pray now, anointing shall fall upon you, and you shall be lifted. So many things will happen here this day. But the first thing that will happen very quickly now is for the owners of any evil load to carry their loads. Sisters, wherever you sisters are, can you shout aloud, hallelujah? Brothers, can you shout a loud hallelujah? Let all of us shout a loud hallelujah. It is without volume, without any reduction, that I want you to pray this prayer, which we are only going to pray for a few seconds. But the few seconds are enough for the Lord to do all that He wants to do. Say, every witchcraft padlock, ordained against my life, can you shout it loud?
child.
In the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Command the padlock to break. In the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
That's right.
Good.
It must be broken. It must be broken. It must be broken. It must be broken. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
Don't joke with this next prayer. Especially if I've been dreaming of seeing snails, tortoises in your dream. All those slow moving animals. It's evidence that the enemy is slowing down your progress. Every concussion of stagnancy. Can you say this loud and clear? That is working against me.
Can you shout
this loud? In the name of
Jesus.
Deal with the concussions.
So would you have been.
Today is today. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you.
Look at what is happening over there. Something has been taken out from somebody's chest. It's like a millipede. It's coming out of your chest. That heart has been giving you trouble.
And
the power of God is coming upon you now. There is a little boy here. They say that you have a hole in the heart. Right there where that little boy is. The power of God is falling upon him. And the hole has been closed. Shout this loud and clear. Louder than anyone here. Every satanic prophecy. Against my life.
Desire me.
Catch fire.
Jonah.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Destroy the prophecy of darkness. It must not function.
God of you.
That's right. Masuka tundaya kaya boshente abasanta. Ribasapende kaya boshente
abasante yeke shedi aba.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus that God.
Wonderful. Very wonderful. As someone over there. You come from a family where they worship snakes. Where you are. The power of God will fall upon you. And you'll not be able to stand on your feet. Until the last serpent leaves your body. That is the person over there. Yes, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of the serpent is broken. You now say this loud and clear before we sit down. And this is an important prayer you must pray for your life.
Adura yi o si je adura pataki to ni lati gba fun aye re.
Satanic informants.
Awon oniroyin Satani
reporting me to witchcraft coven.
Don fejo mi sun ajo awon aje.
Can you say this loud and clear?
Oniroyin Satani.
I silence you today in the name of Jesus. Silence informants in Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Wonderful God, we thank you for this morning.
Olorun ya na dupe fun oro yi.
We praise your holy name for your mighty power upon this place.
Aye oruko mimo yin fun agbara nla yin lori bi yi.
We praise your name for your power, which is the absolute power.
Aye oruko mimo yin nitori agbara yin ti se agbara giga julo.
And we thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh.
Asi dupe nitori eyin ni Jehovah Jireh.
You are Jehovah Nissi.
Eyin ni Jehovah Nissi.
You are the El Shaddai.
Eyin ni El Shaddai.
We give you praise.
Afi yin fun yin.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Ebo wa loruko Jesu Kristi.
That which you have promised to do here today.
Because
you have said there is no one who comes to today's service who will go home empty-handed. That which you have promised to do here today. By your power. By your glory. By your zeal. Perform them in the name of Jesus. Now lay your two hands upon your head. And say this louder than anyone around you. You owners of evil, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare. They must carry their
loads.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer again.
You
must carry their loads. By the power and the blood of
Jesus.
They must carry their loads. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus like Badura.
Nice, one more time.
Okay, Consio.
But listen to this, what's a prophecy?
For some
people who are here today. The Lord said I should tell somebody here that the kind of contract you've never had will come your way within 10 days from now. And the Lord will perfect that which concerns that business.
There
is also someone here. You have been failing these exams consistently. You just did one now. The Lord said you should not worry yourself. That this particular one, you have already succeeded. There are some people here. There's an evil mark on their forehead. And the mark is a mark of bad luck. Evil cloud. Anywhere they go. Beginning from today, that mark has been wiped off by the power and the blood of Jesus. some people here too. Today,
Lonnie,
you are going to have what we call uncommon promotions.
And
by the next time of strangers,
you
come with mighty testimonies. There is a word for somebody too. Already before they have pronounced you dead.
And
one way or the other, you are still living. The Lord said, I should tell you that he has overruled everything those doctors have said to
you.
And it shall be well with you.
There
is also someone. It's as if the whole of your body does not belong to you. They seem to be listening to another instruction. It's because your body has been taken away by the powers of darkness.
But
right there where you are,
a
replacement has taken place. There is a word too for someone here. This person is a woman. The Lord is planning to catapult you into unbelievable
things.
Where you do not even believe you will get to, the Lord will catapult you
here.
Please mark these words. Mark this word. Therefore, the final time you are going to open your mouth again. Everyone of you will know. Everyone. Carry your Lord by fire. In the name of Jesus. They must carry their loads.
To be everyone.
By fire.
If I know.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, show Jesus.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Say Jesus, oh, show.
Shout it loud and clear.
Thank you, Lord.
Now shout it in your language.
Thank you, Lord.
Make it loud and clear. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now, today's service, beloved, it's a deliverance service. And we're going to be looking at a topic. And I want you to pay good attention. Power against mysterious oppressions.
Agbara lodisi awon inira to jinle.
Power against mysterious oppressions.
Agbara lodisi awon inira aditu.
And this message is going to be very blunt.
Oro yi o si lo tara laipe koro.
So that you understand what we're talking about. Ki o
ti anso ko ba le yi o.
So you know what to do when the time comes.
O ba le mo to se ngba to ba ya.
In Revelation chapter 17,
iwe ifihan ori ketadini ogun,
we are introduced to a particular entity.
Asoro nipa eda kan nibe.
Revelation chapter 17,
iwe ifihan ori ketadini ogun,
verse 5.
Ese ikarun.
Revelation 17:5.
Iwe ifihan ori ketadini ogun ese ikarun.
And upon her forehead was a name written.
Ati niwaju re ni oruko kan ti a ko.
Mystery.
Ohun ijinle.
Babylon the Great.
Babylon nla.
The mother of harlots.
Iya awon panshaga.
Abominations of the earth.
Ati awon ohun irira aye.
And I saw the woman drunken even with the blood of the saints.
Mo si ri obirin na mu eje awon eniyan mimo.
And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
Ati eje awon ajeriku Jesu.
And when I saw her,
ngba ti mo si ri,
I wonder with great admiration.
Enu ya mi gidigidi.
A mysterious power.
Agbara ijinle.
Strong enough to even drink the blood of the saints.
To lagbara de bi pe o tun mu eje awon eni mimo.
There are some powers and some satanic operations that are completely mysterious.
Awon agbara kan wa ati awon ise satanic kan to je ohun ijinle.
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
Thessalonica keji ori keji ese keji.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
Thessalonica keji ori keji ese keji.
The Bible tells us that this kind of mystery is already at work.
Bibeli ti le so fun wa pe iru ohun ijinle yi o ti bere si sise.
2 Thessalonians
Thessalonica keji
chapter 2
ori keji
verse 7
ese keji.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
Nitori pe ohun ijinle ise ti nsise na.
There is a mystery of iniquity already at work now.
Ohun ijinle ise kan wa to ti nsise lo lo bayi.
Then let's go quickly to the book of Daniel.
Awa lo sinu iwe Danieli.
Chapter 2
ori keji
verse 22
ese ikejile ni ogun.
Daniel chapter 2
Danieli ori keji
verse 22
ese ikejile logun.
The book of Daniel,
iwe Danieli,
chapter 2,
ori keji,
verse 22.
Ese keji le logun.
He's talking about God.
On solo nipa Olorun nibi.
He revealed the deep and secret things.
O fi ijinle ati asiri won.
There are some deep, there are some secret things that only God can reveal.
Awon ohun ijinle ati awon ohun asiri kan wa to je pe Olorun nikan lo le fi han.
He knows what is in the darkness.
O mo ohun to wa lokunkun.
And the light dwelleth with him.
Lord, ore ni mole si wa.
When we say mystery, what do we mean?
No matter what, so kwe ohun ijinle. Ki lo tumo si?
We mean secret.
An soro nipa ohun asiri.
Something baffling.
Ohun to nko ni lominu.
A concealed operation.
Ise afipamo.
Something cryptic.
Ohun kan to je aditu.
Dark.
Ohun to sokokun.
Hidden.
Ohun to farasin.
Perplexing.
Ohun to ma mu ki idamu dabo de ba ni.
Strange.
Ohun ajeji.
When we're talking about mystery.
Nigba ta ba ni ohun ijinle.
Something occultic.
Ohun kan to ni se pelu okunkun.
Unnatural.
Ohun ti ko ba isedadogba.
Or magical.
Ohun to je bi alupayida.
Men call them mystery.
Awon eniyan ma pe won ni ohun ijinle.
Something that is deep.
Ohun to jinle.
Beyond the power of human brain to understand.
To ju ohun ti oye eniyan to le mo lo.
We call them mystery.
Ohun ijinle la ma peru re.
A man is a fool if he believes that all his brain can understand is all that that is available.
Enikeni to ba lero pe gbogbo nkan ti opolo ohun mo nikan lo ohun gbogbo to wa.
There are realms that operate above the human brain.
Àwọn ìpele kan wà àti àwọn ìṣe kan wà tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ tó sì ga ju ìmọ̀ ọpọlọ ènìyàn lọ.
A man is a fool if he thinks he can put God in a test tube and test him out.
Ènìyàn tó bá lérò pé òun lè fi Ọlọ́run sí akọ̀rọ̀ kan kó òun sì máa ṣe àyẹ̀wò rẹ̀ bí oníṣègùn onítọ̀hún òpè ni.
When we talk about mystery, we are talking about things that are unrevealed. Something that eludes comprehension and explanation. It baffles the understanding. It cannot be explained. Deep, dark secret.
Ashiri koko to jile.
Deep, dark secret.
Ashiri okuku ti to jile.
That's what is called.
Ohun to nje ohun ijinle niyan.
Something peculiar.
Ohun to yato.
Arousing wonder.
Ohun to ma nfa iyalenu.
And therefore, as you read your Bible,
nitori na baba tin ka bibeli wa,
you begin to find plenty of mysteries that the Bible refers to.
A ma ri pe bibeli soro nipa opolopo ohun ijinle.
We already read about mystery Babylon.
Ati ka nipa ohun ijinle Babylon.
We read the mystery of iniquity.
Ati ka nipa ohun ijinle ese.
The Bible tells us in Ephesians 1:9.
Ninu Efesu ori kini ese ikesan bibeli wi fun wa.
That the calling of the Gentiles into the Christian church is a mystery.
Pe ipe awon alaigbagbo wonu ijo Christiani o je ohun ijinle.
The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15.
Bibeli tun so fun wa ni Corinth kini ori 15:20.
The resurrection of the dead is a mystery.
Pe ajinde awon oku ohun ijinle ni.
The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 13.
Nínú ìwé Matthew orí kẹtàlá Bíbélì tún sọ fún wa.
The certain doctrines in the Bible, they are mysteries.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ kan nínú Bíbélì ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ ni wọ́n.
The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5.
Nínú Efésù orí karùn-ún Bíbélì wí fún wa.
That the union between Christ and his people as a marriage union is a mystery.
Pé ìgbéyàwó tàbí àjọṣepọ̀ tó ń bẹ láàrin Kristi àti àwọn ènìyàn rẹ̀. Ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ ni.
Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 1.
Inú ìwé ìfihàn orí kíní Bíbélì tún wí fún wa.
That the seven stars and the seven candlesticks, they are all mysteries.
Pé ìràwọ̀ méje ni àti fìtílà méje ni ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ ni wọ́n.
So what am I trying to make you understand?
Kí ló ohun tí mo wá ń gbìyànjú láti jẹ́ kó yé yín?
The first point is this.
Kókó àkọ́kọ́ rè é.
We live in a very mysterious world.
Ayé tó jẹ́ ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ là ń gbé inú rẹ̀.
We live in a very mysterious world.
Ayé tó jẹ́ ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ là ń gbé inú rẹ̀.
So you cannot expect to be here and to live here as a natural man and you expect to succeed.
Nítorí náà o lè retí pé o wà láyé kó o sì máa gbé ayé lásán kó o sì ṣàṣeyọrí.
You cannot expect to live here as a natural man and be an overcomer. It's not possible.
O lè máa gbé ayé bí ènìyàn lásán kó o sì jẹ́ ajagun ṣẹ́gun kò
ṣeé ṣe. Our world is full of mysteries.
Ilé ayé wa yìí ó kún fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ohun ìjìnlẹ̀.
And it takes mysteries to tackle mysteries.
A sì nílò ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ láti lè mọ ìdí ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ òmíràn.
You as a believer must live a mysterious life to overcome the mysterious circumstances of life.
Ìwọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí onígbàgbọ́ o ní láti máa gbé ìgbé ayé ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ kó tó lè borí àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ ìjìnlẹ̀ nílé ayé.
You must come to a time in your life where people don't even understand you.
O ní láti dé ipò kan nílé ayé rẹ tí òye ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ gan ni yí àwọn ènìyàn mọ́.
Jesus told Nicodemus.
Jésù wí fún Nicodemus.
Say, the wind bloweth where it list.
Pé afẹ́fẹ́ ń fẹ́ síbi tó wù.
Say, thou hearest the sound thereof.
Ẹ̀yin ń gbọ́ ìró rẹ̀.
But no, it's not that way it goes, where it comes.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò mọ ibi tó ti ń bọ̀ tàbí ibi tó ń lọ.
So is everyone who is born of the spirit of God.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ ni gbogbo ẹni tá a bí nípa ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run.
He operate like the wind.
Wọ́n a máa ṣiṣẹ́ bí afẹ́fẹ́.
You can't catch them or capture them.
O lè mú wọn, o sì lè gbá
wọn. Just as the wind is mysterious in action.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí afẹ́fẹ́ ti jẹ́ ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ nínú ìṣe rẹ̀.
That's how we're supposed to be as Christians.
Mo ṣe yẹ kí àwa náà gẹ́gẹ́ bí Kristẹni
òun ni. What I read to you just now was John chapter 3 verse 8.
Ohun tí mo kà fún yín nísinsìnyí Jọ̀hán. Ànú orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀
ìkẹjọ. The wind blew where it listed.
Afẹ́fẹ́ ń fẹ́ síbi ibi tó wù.
Now no one knows from whence it comes or goes.
Ẹ̀yin kò mọ ibi tó ti ń wá tàbí ibi tó ń lọ.
So it takes a mysterious approach.
Ó nílò ìwà ìjìnlẹ̀.
To have a mysterious triumph.
Láti ní ìṣẹ́gun ìjìnlẹ̀.
In a mysterious world like ours.
Nílé ayé tó jinlẹ̀ bí irú tiwa yìí.
The devil who hates man with perfect hatred.
Èṣù tó sì kórira ènìyàn pátápátá.
Has organized his weapons in many mysterious ways.
Ó ti ṣètò àwọn ohun ìjà rẹ̀ lọ́nà ìjìnlẹ̀ tó pọ̀.
That has caged so many people.
Tó ti há ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn mọ́.
And I'm going to examples of mysterious oppressions that we have seen and that is common and that is harassing some people now.
Wọ́n wá sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àwọn àpẹẹrẹ ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀ tó wọ́pọ̀ lóde òní tá a ti rí tó sì ń dààmú àwọn ènìyàn.
Mysterious oppression.
Àwọn ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀.
There are some ladies who move about.
Àwọn obìnrin kan wà tí wọ́n lọ kiri.
As if a male organ has been inserted into their womb.
Bí ẹni pé nǹkan ọmọkùnrin wọ́n ti fi sí ojú ara wọn.
And they are constantly sexually aroused.
Nígbà gbogbo ni ara wọn sì máa ń dìde fún ìbáṣepọ̀.
Without seeing who is causing it.
Láì rí ẹni tó ń fà á.
It's a mysterious oppression.
Ìnilára ìjìnlẹ̀ ni.
What is happening in this case?
Kí ló ń tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nírú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀?
The spirit husband is now is attached to the waist. And goes around with the person like that. I pray that if you are here like that this morning, you shall be set free by fire and by force in the name of Jesus. That is an example of a mysterious operation. There are some people now. Immediately those who follow masquerades begins to whistle. Their heads will become light. Their head will spring up. They become excited. It is a mysterious operation. There is a covenant between you and that evil sound you are hearing. There are some people, all their lives they are always filled with all kinds of sexual imaginations. What is happening in this case?
The
enemy has put a satanic video playing machine inside your soul, which is playing terrible pictures.
Yes,
and as far as your mind, your heart is like that, there are many breakthroughs that you never have. It's a mysterious oppression. There have been cases. There will be no problem. They will be living a normal life until somebody proposes marriage. We find a case like that. The day somebody proposed to that sister, what will happen is that the next day, some terrible large pimples will cover her face. And then the person will run away. There will be cases like this. The man has a job. The woman has a job. But immediately they make marital contacts. The man loses his job. The woman loses his job. A mysterious oppression. This is a serious problem. There are some people. They get pregnant, and the pregnancy disappears. The enemy just takes things out. They are mysterious oppression. There are people that when they go to the hospital, the enemy will go to the doctors and the pharmacies and they will give them the wrong drugs and give them the wrong treatments. Where
are
the crusades somewhere in England? And the woman came to complain that her son was in trouble. Because the son was arrested for sleeping with a goat until the goat died. Why should a man be sleeping with a goat? Mysterious oppression. There are some oppressions. Anytime there is any electrical appliances on, the way that appliance is behaving is what their body will be reacting to. A mysterious oppression. There have been cases, beloved, when people just hear strange voices. And they listen to the strange voice. We were at a place some years back. And this fellow was a medical doctor. They sat him down. But I found that some FT men were standing by him. I said, why are you standing by him? Sir, you will see now. All of a sudden, this doctor jumped up and ran. ran after the church. They ran after him to bring him back. They sat him down again. I said, "Doctor, why did you run?"
He
said, "I heard the voice saying, 'Run!'" And he stood up and started running. Mysterious oppression. There are some people suffering from what you call insect invasion. They feel that insects are walking all over their bodies.
Where
you can't see any insects.
That
was even the case of a man many years back. Anytime he slaps his head, he brings out a live cockroach. That is as a result of an attack by a spirit called Beelzebub. These are mysterious oppressions. There are some. Anytime they have a particular dream, there will be trouble. Any good thing they want to do will collapse immediately. I pray that this morning before we leave this place, anyone who is under mysterious oppression will be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Some dream of snakes.
They feel that snakes are beside them in the bed.
But they
can't see the thing. There are some. They are walking about. But there appears to be an invisible load on the head. Nobody can see the load, but the load is there. How many people will they tell?
You
can't tell anybody. People will say they are crazy. There have been cases of blindness that has no medical reason. They look at the eyes perfect. They look at the connection between the eyes and the brain perfect. Yes, the eye cannot see. There are people who have peppery bodies. The enemy has programmed pepper into their body. It's a mysterious oppression. Beloved, you may find this difficult to believe. There are people who have this feeling that somebody is pursuing them. Sometimes they look back, but they can hear footsteps, but they can't see who is doing it. These are mysterious oppressions. There are some people, beloved, they sleepwalk. They will, without opening their eyes, rise up from the bed, walk out of the bedroom, sometimes go to the fridge, take a drink, eyes closed, still sleeping and snoring, and they go back to the bed and sleep again. Remote controlling power. Mysterious oppression. There was a man that was having this sleepwalking problem. One night he woke up like that. Without opening his eyes. He went to the kitchen. Took a knife. Walked back to his wife on the bed. And stabbed the wife to death.
He
went back to the bed. And slept off. Mysterious oppression. There are people who have what you call out of body experiences.
jade kuro nu agbo ara won.
They know that they are not dreaming.
Won mo pa won lala.
But they know it's as if their spirit is being pulled out.
Gbo won mo pe o jo pe won fa emi awon jade kuro nu agbo ara won.
Serious oppression.
Ini lara ijinle ni.
There are some sisters.
Awon arabirin kan wa.
They are not breastfeeding.
Won o fun omo loyan.
Some are not even married.
Omiro ti e ti iloko.
And all medical tests in their body is okay.
Gbogbo ayewo awon nisegun lagbo ara won o wi pagbo ara won pe.
Yet they have milk coming out of their breast without any breastfeeding. These are mysterious oppression. There are some people, they have what you call gentleman spirit husband. Doesn't harass them. They wake up in the morning. They find money under their pillow. Put there by the spirit husband. They don't know where the money came from. There's some. They have rapist spirit husband. And by the time they wake up, they feel that somebody has violated them and it's very, very painful. These are mysterious oppression. There are some. Things will be going well. But immediately they touch it. Their touch destroys it. You employ that kind of person in your office, immediately you employ them, the place goes down. You may also find it difficult to believe, beloved. There are plenty of people with inner aquarium. It's like there's fishes swimming inside their body. But who can they tell? They can't tell anybody. You go and tell some pastors, they will say, no, this is not normal. It's like our last crusade in South Africa. As a woman looking for counseling, no matter how she dressed up at night, wearing trousers, wearing tight dresses, by the time she woke up, something will have undressed her and packed her clothes beside the bed.
But you go wash your tole mo lara to ni ale. Nigbati yo ba fi ji, yo ri pe nkan kan ti bo aso kuro lara won, o si ti ba won ka gbogbo re segbe ibusun.
The thing will neatly fold the dress away and sexually violate her.
Nkan na ba ka gbogbo aso re, a ko segbe, a si ba se pelu ipa.
She went to her pastor. The pastor said, go to psychiatric hospital. Because he didn't understand. There's an oppression. There are plenty of cases of adults bedwetting. These are mysterious oppressions. There are many examples of personal rain falling on people. Personal sun being thrown at people. All these are mysterious oppressions. Some hear drum beats. They don't know who is beating the drums. And there are plenty of people with satanic deposits in their body.
There
are mysterious oppression. There are people who do a lot of eating. They eat a lot, but there is no corresponding growth. Some people's money, clothes will disappear without being stolen by any physical thief. Some have sores in the body that have refused to heal. These are examples of mysterious oppression. A mysterious oppression is an oppression you find it difficult to share with people because they would think you are strange. A mysterious oppression is an oppression that you'll be embarrassed to own up that is happening to you. A mysterious oppression is an oppression that you can't explain it. Today, We need to understand what
to do.
For you to counter the mysterious, you have to become mysterious yourself. And one way you can become mysterious as a Christian, first of all, to get born again. Once you become a true child of God, what Jesus is saying in John 3:8 happens.
That you are
like the wind, they can't catch you as easily as that. The second way you can become mysterious as a Christian, in order to counter the mysterious, is to learn how to speak mysteries. It will be going well, but immediately they touch it, their touch destroys it. You employ that kind of person in your office, immediately you employ them, the place goes down. You may also find it difficult to believe, beloved. There are plenty of people with inner aquarium. It's like there's fishes swimming inside their body. But who can they tell? They can't tell anybody. You go and tell some pastors, they will say, no, this is not normal. It's like our last crusade in South Africa.
There's
a woman who came for counseling. No matter how she dressed up at night, wearing trousers, wearing tight dresses, by the time she woke up, something will have undressed her and packed her clothes beside the bed.
But you go wash your toilet, mon lara to ni ale. Nobody yo babi g yo ripe unkokoti bo ashokuro lara. Once it ba unkago bore sebe ibusu.
The thing will neatly fold the dress away and sexually violate her.
Unkono aba kago bo ashole ako sebe asi bashi beluipa.
She went to her pastor. The pastor said, go to psychiatric hospital. Because he didn't understand.
There's
an oppression. There are plenty of cases of adults
bedwetting.
These are mysterious oppressions. There are many examples of personal rain falling on people. Personal sand being thrown at people. All these are mysterious oppressions. Some hear drum beats. They don't know who is beating the drums. And there are plenty of people with satanic deposits in their body. There are mysterious oppressions. There are people who do a lot of eating. They eat a lot, but there is no corresponding growth. Some people's money, clothes will disappear without being stolen by any physical thief. Some have sores in the body that have refused to heal. These are examples of mysterious oppression. A mysterious oppression is an oppression you find it difficult to share with people because they would think you are strange. A mysterious oppression is an oppression that you'll be embarrassed to own up that is happening to you. A mysterious oppression is an oppression that you can't explain it. Today, to understand what
you
for you to counter the mysterious, you have to become mysterious yourself. And one way you can become mysterious as a Christian, first of all, to get born again.
Onipe ko koko di atubi.
Once you become a true child of God.
Nigba to ba ti di omo Olorun ni toto.
What Jesus is saying in John 3:8 happens.
Ohun ti Jesus Christ so ni Johannu ori keta ese ikejo yo wa sele.
Like the wind.
O da bi afefe.
They can't catch you.
Won le gba omu
as easily as that.
Bayen.
The second way you can become mysterious as a Christian in order to counter the mysterious.
Ọ̀nà ekeji ti wo gẹ́gẹ́ bi Christian ifile deni ijile ko ba le doju ko awon ohun ijile.
Is to learn how to speak mysteries.
Oni ko ko bi eniyan tin so oro ijile.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Ewo Corinth kini ori kerinla
verse 2.
Ese ekeji.
1 Corinthians 14:2.
Corinth kini ori kerinla ese ekeji.
You learn how to speak mysteries.
O ko bi eniyan tin so oro ijile.
1 Corinthians 14:2.
Corinth kini ori kerinla ese ekeji.
1 Corinthians 14:2 says,
o wi pe,
for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue.
Nitori eni tin soro ni ede aimo.
Speaketh not unto men.
Ko ba eniyan soro.
But unto God.
Bi ko se Olorun.
For no man understandeth him.
Nitori ko si eni ti o gbo.
How be it?
Sugbon
in the spirit.
Nipa ti emi.
He speaketh mysteries.
O so ohun ijile.
Did you find that place in your Bible?
Se be yen wa nu Bible ti re.
In the spirit.
Inu emi.
He speaketh mysteries.
O so ohun ijile.
The second way you can become mysterious.
Ona ekeji ti o fi le gba die ni ijile.
Is by praying aggressively in tongues.
O ni ko ma gbadura ipa ninu ninu efedefo.
So if you are here, you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I'm really sorry for you. You should seek it until you receive him.
Bo ba wa nibi to ti gba baptism emi mo.
Don't listen to preachers who are telling you, no, not everybody can speak in tongues. Some may see visions. No, 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 no. You are calling yourself a trunkless elephant. The Bible says, this sign shall follow them that believe in me. Said, in my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. So you need to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And the initial evidence that you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit is that you will speak with new tongues. There is speaking in tongues as a result of baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then there is one separate gift again called diverse tongues. Don't mix that one up with baptism of the Holy Spirit. Satan understands all languages. The only language does not understand is when you begin to speak in tongues and you begin to speak mysteries. So when you are a believer, you do not speak in tongues, you are not speaking mysteries. When you are speaking in tongues, it's like you are talking in parables. The enemy does not understand. And as you speak it, you communicate mysteries. Because speaking in tongues is the language of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says we know not how what we should pray the way we should pray.
Somebody,
Spirit himself helped our infirmity. It's not everything you want to say. Sometimes you find your English or your local language to say it. You speak in tongues, it will lift up the bodies in your heart.
It
will saturate your environment.
Will
clear the cloud over your head. That's why Paul said, so I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. So if it's good enough for Paul, it's good enough for you. When you begin to speak in tongues, it will enable you to counteract the mysterious forces of darkness that surrounds us. So anybody, any power that robs you of that gift is robbing you of mysteries.
He
says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God.
For no man
understandeth
it.
Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. The Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So when the wicked rises against a person, their first weapon is the tongue. When you go to the realm of mystery, you counter their own tongue. You don't need to understand what you are saying. It's not important. You don't need to understand what you are saying. All you want is victory. The trouble is this, beloved. It is a rule of warfare. If you keep quiet, the enemy will disgrace you. The tongues of the wicked have been soaked in charms, in incantation, and in all kinds of enchantments. So if you want to counter them, we speak mysteries with tongues. So I encourage you, if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost yet, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you better rush and go to the tally meeting and get it. Because not speaking in tongues is a detergent. Will clear away the dust of the enemy from your life. So the first way to become mysterious, get born again. Second way to become mysterious, speak mysteries. By praying in tongues. The third way to become mysterious is to take your battle to the heavens. The one who controls the heavens controls everything. Judges 5:20 tells us that the stars in their courses fought against Sisera. When heavens begin to fight for you, there is no oppression that can overcome you. By the time Moses took his warfare to the heavens, Pharaoh had nothing with which to reply again. Are they arresting you in that place of work? Take the battle to the heavens. Take your battle to the heavens. The fourth way to become mysterious is to pray high voltage prayers, as written in James 5:17.
See,
the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The word fervent takes its root from boiling, when something is boiling. There are slumbering prayers. There are casual prayers. There are confused prayers. There are scattered prayers. There are absent-minded prayers. There are prayers that go up and bring down nothing. There is ice cream prayers. There is something the outside people call dancer prayer. Worthless prayer. Or the Hebrews will call it a fulefu prayers. Prayers that carry fire, no power. But there is acidic prayers.
Ṣùgbọ́n àdúrà tó lóró ó tún wà.
Highly charged prayer.
Àwọn àdúrà tó múná dóko.
Volcanic and bulldozing prayers.
Àdúrà katakata, àdúrà tó ń bú.
The high voltage prayers.
Àdúrà tó kún fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ iná.
That was the prayer Elijah prayed.
Irú àdúrà tí Elijah gbà nìyẹn.
And brought back rain again.
To si mu ki ojo tun pada bere si ni ro.
How many people here this morning?
Eni melo ni bi ile owuro yi.
Once a disgrace every mysterious operation.
Lo fe doju ti gbogbo awon ini lara ijine.
Let the person shout a loud hallelujah. Rise up on your feet now, beloved.
Eje ka dide duro bayi ara.
Rise up on your feet.
Eje ka dide duro.
But you see, if you are here this morning,
gbogbo wa nbe nibi ile owuro yi,
and you are not born again,
to ti datun bi,
you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus,
o ti fi aye re fun Jesus Christ,
that is the first way of becoming mysterious.
Ona akoko ti eniyan fi le di eni ijine.
Wherever you are now,
ibi to ba wa bayi,
pastor,
I
want to surrender my life to Jesus.
O fe aye mi fun Jesus loni.
I actually want to counter mysterious oppression.
Emi na fe doju ko kin si bori awon eni lara ijine.
Wherever you are,
ibi to ba wa,
just leave your seat and run quickly to the front here.
Kuro nibi to ojoko si ko si ma sure po niwaju ni.
Leave that seat, run quickly here.
Kuro nibi to ojoko si.
Jesus,
o seun Jesus.
Find a way to the altar very quickly.
Abo niwaju pepe ni.
Nibi ati gba adura akoko yi.
If you are in this meeting this morning,
o ba wa ni ipade ile oro yi.
And you know that unseen powers are biting your body.
To si mo pe awon agbara iri kan won bu.
Find a way quickly to the altar and be on your knees. As you pray this first prayer, say this louder than anyone here. Every power of oppression, of my father's house. Can you shout this with any anger?
Dead
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to pray now. Something must happen in your life here this morning.
All
the mysterious oppression must be cancelled.
They must be cancelled.
Yes.
Then.
Continue.
Yes, you are you.
That's the fire. It's going from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Those of you at the front, begin to shake your heads now. As you shake it vigorously, the animal and the insects program against your body shall be shaken off. And it shall go back to the senders. Yes.
Then,
it's happening. That's why you are here. Yes.
Then,
be released. From the mysterious oppression. Be released in the name of Jesus. Aha, aha. Aha.
Ben.
That's the power of God. 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 Yes, loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. In the name of Jesus. That's right.
Ben.
You the serpent in the body. Catch fire. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing fall upon these children. Let every yoke of oppression be broken. Your one says, how God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power. Healing all those that were oppressed. Lord Jesus, touch all your children here. Let your oppression be swept away. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Go back to your seat rejoicing now. That oppression has gone back to the senders. It's gone back to the senders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sing this song loud and clear. Every owner of the load of oppression. Carry your load in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare. Command them to carry their load. Today is today. Masekaya bo shente rabakara bo center. Yes, yes, yes. Command them to carry their loads. Every owner of the load of oppression, carry your load in the name of Jesus. That's the fire of God, that's the power of God. That's the fire, that's the power. Spirit of the living God.
Move.
In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I pray for these children
here.
I cut off every strange voice. You shall no longer hear them. In the name of Jesus. And any power programming satanic voices into your brain, I command the powers to die in the name of Jesus. As from today, we fire back every arrow of strange voices back to the senders, back to the senders, back to the senders, back to the senders, back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The power of God has touched you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to sing this song loud and clear wherever you are. Sing it with power and with strength and with passion.
A God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war.
Hallelujah!
His mercy endureth forever and ever.
Oh, several things have happened right now. There are some people here. Good doors have been closing against you. But beginning from today, they shall close
you more.
And if you are that person with objects moving about in your body, that yoke has just been broken. Somebody came to this meeting with a paper, a medical report. What they say is wrong with you. But right where you are, the power of God has cancelled that pronouncement. As you pray these next three prayers, if you are in this meeting, you know you used to get pregnant and the enemy takes it out. After you've tested positive for pregnancy, you don't find it again, the enemy just takes it away. Find a way to this altar and be on your knees. Be on your knees. The hand of God is about to touch you, and this yoke will be broken completely. Also, if you are, if your wife is not here, you are here, you can represent your wife. Just be on your knees where you are. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Any power,
agbara
kagbara, waiting to laugh me to scorn,
don't do that if you miss Eleya.
Can you shout it loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it loud and clear. You are a liar.
Hey,
in the name of
Jesus.
Masikateya bo shendera bo konta. Daribo sipola katenda. Manara bo shendera kaya bo shendera ba. Every power watching to love who was called,
don't do that if you miss Eleya.
You're a liar.
In Kenya,
yes. Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes, 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 yes,
Ben.
Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
This is number two prayer.
Adura keji.
Any power,
agbara kagbara,
promoting captivity in my life,
don shokun fa igbekun ninu aye mi,
catch fire in the name of Jesus. That's right. If he's promoting captivity, command them to catch fire. Yes. Oh yes.
Then
Masokateya boshente rabosanda.
Boshite la bokasanda rabu.
Reapo le katende sente yaba.
Mosutafia mosade sheria.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Now this third one, I want you to pray like a mad prophet.
It's
a direct attack on the enemy.
Igbogun tarani si ota.
Serpents and scorpions of my fathers are.
Ejo ati akeke ti ile baba mi.
In the name of
Jesus.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Masekateya boshende karabasanta. Darabasopia likatenda sanda. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Something mysterious is happening to a woman over there.
Ohun ijinle kan o sele si obirin kan lo yen.
What they have taken away from your life,
ohun ti won ti yo kuro laye re,
has just been returned by the angels of the living God.
Awon angel Olorun alaye ti da pada.
That's right.
O da be.
That's right.
Beni.
That's the power.
It's
moving from person to person.
Moving
from person to person. Moving from person to person.
The
fire is burning in the womb. The fire is burning in the womb. It's burning in the womb. Wonderful God, I thank you for this, your children.
Oh Lord, yanu mo dupe lowo yin fun awon omo yin woyi.
Beginning from now,
lati isisiyin lo,
I decree
mo pa lase
that the pain,
be irora,
the sorrow,
ibanuje,
the tragedy,
ajalu,
the disappointment,
ejakule,
the frustration,
idayafo,
that the enemy has organized against you,
ti ota ti seto re lodi
si yin, is scattered now,
o ti tu pa bayi,
in the name of Jesus,
oruko Jesu.
And the oppression you have been noticing in the past, you shall experience it no more. And everything that has been stolen from you, the possession, in Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
You may go back to your seat, rejoice.
E pada lo sibi te joko
sita yo. A great victory has taken place in your life today.
Isegun nla o ti sele laye yin loni.
You will sing this song too loud and clear.
Lora la le okorin yi
from the bottom of your heart.
Lati sale okun yin.
Dry bones shall rise again.
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 Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. Is able, able, dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again.
Dry bones shall rise again.
Oh, dry bones shall rise again.
Dry bones shall rise again.
Oh Lord Jehovah,
yes,
is able to do all things. If you are here and you have gotten to the level of engagement about to marry, it will break off. Engagement about to marry, it will break off. Engagement about to marry, it will break off. The enemy is tormenting with failure at the edge of marital breakthrough. Quickly find a altar here and be on your knees as we all pray this prayer with boiling anger. Please don't joke with these prayers we're going to pray now, because there are three of them and they will bring serious breakthrough onto our lives. Every power, pointing witchcraft fingers at me,
don't Jesse me.
Can you shout this loud and clear? Your time is up. Yeah! In the name of Jesus, give me that power. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesu, like Badura.
Every witchcraft register.
Gbogbo iwe akosile awon aje
bearing my name,
ti won ko oruko mi si,
catch fire.
Jonah,
in the name of Jesus. Yes, command the register to catch fire. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
You now shout this louder than anyone around you.
O wa go soke ju gbogbo eni to nbe legbe re lo lati gba eleyi.
Because
nitori pe
you need to counter the mysterious with the mysterious.
Oni lati fi ohun ijile koju ohun ijile ni
dark and secret powers.
Agbara ikoko
assigned against me.
Ti won yan lodi si mi.
Scatter!
Ejuka!
The dark and secret powers. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Lord, I pray for these your children here.
Oluwa mo gbadura fun awon omo re to nbe niyin.
That every power
gbogbo agbara
standing at the border of your marital Canaan land
to dro lenu ibode Canaan igbeyawo yin,
I command them to be buried today.
Pase ko dagbe gbi lonu.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
The power that wants to frustrate your life,
agbara to fe doju aye re ru,
I command that power to be disgraced now.
Pase ki agbara awon ko gba
iti in the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Today that you are here,
loni to wa ni,
possess your marital breakthrough.
Ba la ja re,
possess it, 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 in the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
And it is well with you in Jesus' name.
The
Lord will bless you from Zion.
And
make his face to shine upon
you.
And be gracious unto
you.
In Jesus' mighty name we
pray.
You go back to your seat rejoicing now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You sing this song loud and clear to
you.
From your heart to the King of Kings. And to the Lord of Lords. Has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. Set me free.
He has set.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Let's begin to thank the Lord for this morning.
Eje ka bere si dupe lo Oluwa fun oro yi.
What he has already done in your life.
Fun to ti se
ni ayo wa. First prayer session.
Inu ipele adura akoko yi.
Thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus.
Oseun Jesu. Oseun Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oseun Jesu.
Please listen to me very carefully.
Eje wa ete ti gbo mi daada.
Before we leave this gathering today, there are some insurance, divine insurance prayers we have to pray.
Awon adura abo latorun wa o wa ta gbodo gba.
If you go away before we pray them,
o ba lo ka to gba won.
God have mercy on you.
Wait
for that divine insurance prayer before you depart from here. Thank you,
Jesus.
Shout three Jericho destroying hallelujah. Let's bring out our prayer letters now.
And
hold it in our right hand. Strength. stretch it to the heavens. And let your amen be dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we spread our prayer letter to you after the order of
Hezekiah.
You are the God that answered by fire. Answer by fire in the name of Jesus. Let every prayer written here
be
converted to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Whether the devil likes it or not, you shall be lifted. You shall be lifted. You shall be a victor and not a victim. Any organized warfare against your destiny, let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You will be praying letter to the Lord as you pick any song of praises in your mouth. Any song of praises in your mouth, sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Say, this is my prayer letter. I stretch it towards heavens. I decree by the decree of heaven that every point I've written on this paper, that the Lord will arise and over answer the prayers. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can put the prayer letter away now. And now pray these three prayers of divine insurance for yourself and for your family. Say this after me loud and clear. I take a divine insurance. By the blood of Jesus, for myself and my family, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. I take a divine insurance for myself and my family in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this with only anger. I fire back every untimely death in the name of Jesus. Praise Lord and care. Fire back. Jesus' name we pray. Say this louder than anyone here. That's the last prayer point you want to pray here today. Say, I put myself and my family in the envelope of divine fire. Can I hear you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. That's right. Take a divine insurance to the glory of the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, thank you. thank you for this day. We praise your holy name for everyone you brought to this program. Thank you because you have given something to everybody. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. It is written that your people shall to the hills raise up their heads. When that comes their heads. The head comes from the Lord who made them. Will not suffer their feet to be moved. For he that keepeth them will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. As you go, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. And I declare by the Spirit of the Lord that this shall be a month of positive celebration for us. In the name of Jesus. Someone is in this meeting. You specifically told the Lord. That Father,
hey, Baba,
let them mention my case here today so that my problem will be solved. The Lord said, immediately you step your feet on this ground, that problem has been taken away. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
For sure of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.